Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the New York Giants, Stu Miller. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shandy Anst moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The ball gets by Bailey. He chases the ball to the backstop. Shandy Anst scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Catt moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crow moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive towards first. Lockman catches it and steps on first to double up Bailey. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeff Code covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Temple reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Post reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Post moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Catt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shane Dienst for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Mays reaches second base with a double. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Catt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Temple applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wison and pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wisenant moves to second. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wisenant scores. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer strikes out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller pinch hits for Stu Miller. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Tom Acker. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Bell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.